Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
This week, I was hoping that you could help me out a little bit, because as you know, I've never drank any sort of alcohol ever in my life. Coming up on 27 years of sobriety. I'm pretty proud of that. So I was hoping you could take the reins this week to help me discuss Cristal.
Very fine. Fine points of Cristal.
Is that... That's an alcohol, right?
Sure. Sure, Nick. Yeah, that's it.
This is strange still.
Yeah.
To Stranger Still this week. It's a podcast where we answer the questions you never thought to ask.
I'm John Beacon.
I'm Nick Wood. And things feel different this week, don't they, John?
There's a different energy.
It's not the crystals.
No.
But it might be that we're officially part of the Flying Machine Network of podcasts.
It is, and we are. And this is our second episode that we're recording with them.
And we're excited to be with these people. We talked about it for like half an hour last week, so we won't talk about it as much this week. Just that we're super proud to be a part of this network. And if you haven't, if you're a new listener to this show, welcome. This is a great episode to start on. I'm saying that without even listening to this episode.
Yeah, he's a psychic. He gets a power from
crystals.
Yeah, these crystals
have told me how great this episode's going to be. If you haven't figured out by now, we're a bunch of skeptics and we don't believe in this mumbo jumbo. So we're going to talk about why crystals don't heal you. But if you're a listener of Stranger Still and you haven't gotten to listen to any of the other podcasts on the network, you should do that because there's great ones.
Yeah.
That we'll probably talk about a little bit later.
You could go to flyingmachine.network.
Yes. It's a great place to be. And you can go join the Facebook group. It's very interactive. Anyway, we talked about them too long last week, but I just wanted to talk about it again. Can you tell we're excited to be on the network?
Is your voice okay? Are you stuck up there?
Yeah, I had too much helium in this flying machine. It's a helium-powered flying machine. Anyway, crystals. Flawless segue. Just like the flawless structure of crystals.
Just like the flawless segue in Paul Blart.
I went to the mall and I saw a security guard on our segue and I was like, I can't believe they're actually doing that after Paul Blart came out.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how it started.
I know, but like, wouldn't you think they'd be like, ah, they're on to us.
When I was in New York, I had
a
friend named
but
Glenn.
A punchline.
Well, yeah, that's true too, but my friend Glenn's dad won a science contest as a scientist.
Really?
He did some science. It was rad.
It was in a contest.
Yeah, and he won a Segway before they were out in the malls and everything.
Really?
So he had it in his basement. Mm-hmm. And there's these magnetic keys for how fast he could go, what speed.
Really?
And they used to have like no cap at the time, so he could go like 30 miles per hour. And his basement molding was destroyed.
Oh, good.
It was just standing on it and bumping into walls. Yeah. What a good time. Yeah. Thanks, Glenn.
You know what he could use to repair those walls?
Not a Segway.
Crystals.
Like this.
Oh. Yep. Crystals. You know, so this is like right in our purview. Everyone knows that crystals have miraculous healing properties, or at least everyone knows that some people believe that crystals have miraculous healing properties.
Okay.
Right off the bat, I'm not one of those. If you're surprised by that, you're listening to the wrong show, but I don't think crystals do anything other than look pretty.
Okay. I mean, you know, you did do a bunch of research, now we don't have to listen.
Yeah. Well, I got some good information here. I do like I've been a little bit abrasive already. I'm going to try not to be so abrasive. Our goal, as we've said in the past with these types of episodes, are not to make anyone feel dumb, but to give you the tools to figure out if this is bunk, and if it is bunk, how to talk someone off of a ledge that believes in this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it is bunk. And if you believe in the powers of crystal healing, stick with us because this is a very important episode for you. And if you're like, why do people believe crystals can heal you? Well, you're in for a ride. When you ask someone, who believes in crystal healing, how crystals heal.
Mm-hmm.
They'll always point to like three things. There's energy, frequency, and vibration.
Mm-hmm.
The core belief is that crystals emanate a certain vibration at a certain frequency that it works with your own body's energy to, I guess it's like homeopathy.
It gives you good vibes
that work with your body's natural ability to heal, to accelerate the healing within your body, just like homeopathy. And if you haven't listened to our homeopathy episode, that's probably a good idea, because a lot of this sounds a lot like homeopathy.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where I think in that episode we did a game at the end where you tried to guess what certain homeopathic remedies would cure.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna do a game at the end of this. I've got 8 crystals from goop.com.
oh boy.
Yeah, our favorite. And
is that Gwen?
Yeah, Gwyneth Stefani. Paltrow? No, Paltrow. I'm going to have you guess what these crystals are supposed to cure.
Okay, yeah, easy peasy.
Yeah, easy peasy lemon squeezy. You've been studying up on this, right?
Yeah, I've been crystalline it up all day.
You've been in your chrysalis.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
That's a butterfly thing. I'm a beautiful butterfly. So when I talk about energy, frequency, and vibration, I also want to point out that almost every website that I came across would point to this quote from Nikola Tesla where he said, energy, frequency, and vibration are the key to unlocking the universe. And to people that believe in crystal healing, this is some sort of validation that their beliefs in crystals emanating vibrations is scientific and justified.
Oh, because Tesla said that?
Because, yeah, exactly.
So it's like the Bible where after someone passes, you can decide what it means?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'll get to the meaning of his quote later on.
Okay.
But I want to stick to their core beliefs. Because when it comes to healing with crystals, they're also, the energy that they're talking about has to do with your body's chakras. Chakras is, I guess, how you say it. I was hoping you'd go along with me and you're just kind of staring at me.
Yeah, I was just baffled. I was trying to piece it together over there.
Well,
Count Chocula over here.
Count Chocula.
With his jokes.
Shelby and I talked a long time about Count Chocula the other day. Did I tell you about this? I'm going to go off on a quick tangent before we talk about
Count chakras. Count chakras.
Go Google Count Chocula the Onion, because they have a really well-documented backstory of Count Chocula.
Oh, okay.
It's very interesting. Trix Rabbit shows up. It's great. Count Chocula's Jewish. Anyway. So what's your understanding of chakras? Because I don't know anything about them.
Chakras?
Chakras.
So chakras are another word for a part of your body that's called the spinal column.
Okay.
And you got to align them.
Yes.
So that your energy, basically your body is an antenna,
mm-hmm.
and it gives out really gross radiation or something.
Yeah.
And then the energy comes from the sun.
And it goes into your chakra.
Through your chakras, which aligns your cheese.
Yes. Swiss,
everybody has
cheddar.
Swiss, cheddar, everyone's different.
Yeah. Well, every part of your body has different points of cheese.
Yeah.
So, like, your heart is the pepper jack.
Mm-hmm.
Your
mm-hmm.
knees are the Swiss.
Yeah.
Your elbows are the cheddar.
Yeah.
Your mind, your brain is the sharp cheddar.
Yeah, that's why when you meditate, you bend your Swiss knees cheese.
Well, take out the cheese, replace it with energy points, and that's basically what chakras are. Chakras are the idea that there's these different energy points within your body, these chakra points, and they control the flow of energy. So if you're feeling any sort of pain in an area of your body, or you have some sort of illness, like you're suffering from allergies or insomnia, there's an interruption of your energy flow.
So they think that, like, we don't run off of electrical signals from our nerves. It's more like magic energy in our body.
It's all imaginary energy, which, I mean, if you believe in that, that's fine.
Okay.
That's A-okay. That's one way to think about how your body works. And the way that it works isn't too far off from that. If you think about blood, like if you have blood clots, you will have pain in your body and you can have a heart attack.
Yeah, your energy is blocked and your energy is blood.
Yes.
And you're
dying. Think of it that way.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's like the real way to think about it.
I don't understand. I guess sometimes it's kind of like, isn't our body interesting enough that you don't have to
make up these things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that too harsh or too spoiler?
Well, no, I think that this is a really important thing to bring up for a lot of things we discuss, is that a lot of people will point to things like crystals and say, well, we've been using them for 6,000 years since the dawn of time. We saw people using crystals in the cradle of humanity in Mesopotamia. Yeah, that's because they didn't have any way to explain blood or muscles or heart attacks or cancer. They didn't have things to explain these, so they came up with stuff like, well, just put some stones on you and that'll
help. And also humans like to feel like they're in control of things. So it's easier for us to be interested in something that we make up and control than something that's real. Yeah. That's just why we know more names of superheroes and politicians sometimes too. Because yeah. you can't control politicians and yeah. you could just change things about superheroes.
Yeah. Why do you think people write so much fan fiction?
Yeah.
Because you can control it.
Is that a weird connection?
No, not at all. We went from ancient Mesopotamia to fan fiction.
Spider-Man.
But anyway, back to chakras. The chakras come into play with a lot of stuff like acupuncture, Reiki, sometimes even chiropractic will use chakra points if you go to a real weird one. And it holds true here too with crystal healing, where if you're having pain, you're having illness, you're suffering from something, they'll take these crystals and put them on your chakra points, and whatever your ailment is depends on what crystal they use. They'll lay it on your chakra points, and that's supposed to correct your energy flow and heal you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Are you not buying it?
It
all sounds really plausible to me at this
point. Sounds very expensive.
Well, as we've talked about before with a lot of this alternative medicine, it's very expensive. Like a tarot card reading that we did before was like $80 an hour.
Yeah, I didn't even pay you yet.
Yeah, if you want to pay me, you can do it on our Patreon. It's patreon.com/flyingmachine.
Okay.
Network.
I think that's it. Thanks for the plug-in, Glade.
Yeah. But certain, I mean, crystal healers will know, everyone has their own philosophy on which crystals do what, but there is kind of a guiding force as to what crystals will heal what. And you might be wondering, what's their science for how this works? I know you're wondering. I can see it in your eyes.
Both of them. I got two, but...
Yeah, but I can only look at one at one time, and then I look back.
Oh, how disappointing when you realize that.
I know.
No.
Anyway, so this is where frequency and vibration come into their explanation. According to these healers, the crystals vibrate at a certain frequency, and it interacts with your body in such a way that heals you. As simple as that. So when you put them on your chakra points, the vibrations mess with your energy flow and fix it. And what's really interesting is that...
Do they call them micro vibrations or something weird?
I don't think so.
Couldn't you plausibly say that that's why we don't have beepers anymore? Or don't leave your phone on vibrate because it'll mess up your energy?
I'm sure that they do. I mean, a lot of people say don't use cell phones because of the radiation stuff, even though that's been proven not to be the case.
Yeah. If you put your phone on vibrate in your pocket, you might get into a bad fortune later in the week.
That's true. But
if you're an Aries,
only Aries. I wanted to do some research farther out from this to see if vibrations really do affect our body. We talked about this, like with frequencies affect our bodies. We talked about that with our,
we talked about gravity's effect from the moon.
Yeah. We've talked, I was talking more recently though. We did the one on sound and how music affects your brain.
Yeah.
We know that it affects your brain, but does it affect your body? There's one group of scientists. This is actually really cool. They're at the University of Illinois. They're looking at people with osteoporosis, so they have like bone growth problems, and they're using targeted vibrations at certain frequencies, and they saw accelerated bone growth in these patients,
mm-hmm.
which is nuts. Like, you just excite certain molecules and they'll start growing better.
Oh, yeah. It's such a weird study too, because they put them in front of subwoofers and they make them listen to
Slipknot,
a bunch of SoundCloud rappers, yeah. and stuff.
But
Their bones.
The thing to keep in mind with these bone vibrators is that they're using highly targeted vibrations, and they're using machinery to supply the vibrations that use a lot of electricity. They're not just some rocks that someone found outside in their garden.
Yeah. It's kind of like those toothbrushes again that you bite down on and play a song in your head.
Yeah. Do they still make those?
I don't know. They were terrifying. They only played 5 seconds of a Kiss song.
Well, people, when you say stuff like, they use machinery, blah, 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 people will say, well, we use crystals in our machinery too. Look at watches. We use quartz to, make better watches that keep time. We put them in TVs. That's what LCDs are.
Yep.
Pepsi.
Liquid, yeah, grind
Pepsi
them up
crystal.
Into Pepsi. Juice
yeah.
them.
I didn't even think of that. Mm-hmm. I just want to remind everyone that, like, when a quartz is keeping time in a watch, that's being charged by a battery. It's being charged by electricity, mm-hmm. and not a lot of electricity, but it's still being charged by electricity. So it's not like you can just set some stones on someone and say, yep, it's doing its job. It's vibrating. It's keeping time in your body.
So quartz.
No, you have to charge it up.
Conducts electricity.
Yes.
So if I put crystal quartz on my back, attached to 9 volts.
I think you might get some spinal damage.
Mm.
But to these people's credit, we don't have a study that says this doesn't happen.
Okay.
But if you find a way to power a watch with quartz and no input of energy like electricity from a battery or solar energy or heat or sound or vibrations from wind. It's just quartz in a battery. You found infinite energy, and wow, you can be a millionaire. If you can do that, let me know. I will invest in your business. But you can't.
Oh, man.
Just because of the laws of nature.
Man, you're really laying that smear on there. Yeah.
So, well, I guess what I'm trying
smearing
to say...
like a bagel.
I'm trying to say, for a lot of these people, they always be like, well, you can't prove... You don't have any studies that prove it doesn't happen. Well, we have empirical evidence that says it can't happen.
Okay.
Just by the laws of nature. It cannot exist.
By our laws of nature, bro. Yeah. That the government tells you.
The universe is infinite, so it might work somewhere. Well, it doesn't work here. I'll tell you that much right now.
Wow, Buster. Nick. Jeez.
Got my dad voice out.
Yeah.
You might also be wondering, John.
Mm, probably.
Tell me what you're wondering.
Can you read the next paragraph?
Yeah. You might be wondering, so all these vibrations can surely, they only cure like headaches, right? They don't cure anything major like cancer, right?
Oh, I would, no, I, yeah, I was wondering if they would cure
like little things,
phantom vibration syndrome. You know when you feel like your phone's vibrating in your pocket, but it's not in your pocket? Yeah. If you had a phone actual vibrate in there.
This makes it worse, actually. Okay. Because you can feel the crystals vibrating. So when it comes to what crystals can heal, I guess is where I was going with that question that I was putting in your head.
So this is where we're going to get into dangerous, dark territory a little bit.
I'm not going to focus on it too much because we talk about it a lot. It depends on who you ask, as always. Some people will say that, like, I came across some responsible newspapers that were like, it may just relax you. Done and done. You get more towards the craziness. They say, yeah, it'll cure your headaches and your common cold. And then you get to the real wackos. They're like, yeah, it can cure everything. Literally everything.
We
cancer,
should have,
sure.
We should make up a set of rules for what you're allowed to believe and what you're not. And the rules should be like, number one,
is it placebo? Well, yeah.
Two, does it hurt anyone?
Yeah.
And three, does it hurt you?
Yeah.
That should be it.
My classification, though, that gets slippery because does it hurt you? Not explicitly, but if you're like Steve Jobs and you think that Reiki's going to cure your cancer and then you
die,
wait too long to get real medicine, you die from it. That's harmful.
Yeah.
So that kind of disclaimer just comes with everything.
Yep.
That we talk about on the show.
So that's why I have a hard time with that. Don't you really want to like just believe in one thing though, Nick? Like I kind of do. Like
I really do. Like
our whole show is just disappointing everyone.
I know. One day we'll find something. I mean, we found a couple of things. Like we found out lavender in aromatherapy has some effects, but nothing else does.
Man, I want some magic.
I know.
We'll get there.
I know. Like,
let's get to quantum mechanics at episode 500.
Well, the funny thing is, a lot of people tried to explain. I found a couple papers where people tried to explain crystal vibrations using quantum mechanics. I'm like, you are just making this up. You puts.
What's your language, bud?
I'm sorry. My daughter will listen to this someday. She'll be like, you're old. That's the claims on this stuff. Like, a lot of people will be like, it's not going to perform surgery on your digestive tract and repair your intestines. And other people will be like, yeah, it's going to cure your intestine problems.
No.
It's just depends on who you ask. And I came across, we talked about Goop before, I came across an article on there, which I just love. It said that...
So can we explain what Goop is?
Yes, sorry. I'm just assuming people know what Goop is. Please explain.
Goop is a beauty company by famed actress Gwyneth Paltrow. And she likes to have a lot of homeopathy stuff built into her products.
Alternative medicine.
Yeah.
She sells like a box of shamans, or like a bag of rocks. Shaman's rocks for $75.
Mm-hmm.
Like the healing stone. She sells the jade eggs that go in your female anatomy. She calls them your yoni. But that's incredibly dangerous because jade is porous and you can get infections.
Yeah, it's also incredibly dangerous because it really smears my favorite saxophone artist, Yanni. And I don't know. I don't want to get people confused.
Yeah, I understand that.
He deserves that name and to stand out.
Yeah, and now he doesn't. People are just associating him with
Gwyneth Paltrow's slang and dirty mouth.
So in this article, she said that, or not she, the person that wrote the article, said that crystals are such great healers because they retain all the memories of the things that they've seen and all the things they've been exposed to over the millions of years of their formation.
Okay, we're going to pause real quick because I'm mad.
Yeah.
So
we're getting into homeopathy territory.
This is exactly what I was going to bring up. We also had a whole discussion about how they think water has memory.
Yeah.
People that are into homeopathic. Yeah.
Homeopathic. Remedies.
Sure. Sociopathic.
Borderline. I wish that I had had this thought before, but as I was doing this research, I was like, we've talked about animal memories before, and we've barely been able to prove that animals have memory, and they have huge, complex brains.
Mm-hmm.
why do you think a rock with no neural network can retain memories if an animal barely retains
them? So again, like, wouldn't that be so much easier, though?
Just to believe it?
Yeah. I mean, I can't blame people.
If I watch a cartoon, I'll believe it. But yeah. That's a cartoon. So most crystals form in caves. If some of them do take millions of years, thousands of years to form, some of them don't, but if they form in a cave over thousands of years, the worst thing that they're going to be exposed to is some dampness and maybe some bats. So what's that going to do for your body?
Yeah, I remember that dampness.
Yeah, it's going to cure your sweaty palms.
Mm-hmm. It's going to keep you sweaty and moist.
Nice. Gross.
I'm too dry.
Yes.
Let me get some crystal.
It's the opposite of those things you put in beef jerky packets.
Oh, yeah. Silicone.
Silicone packets, yeah.
Do not eat.
Yeah.
It's a weird tagline for them to brand for themselves.
I know.
When they make them so delicious.
I mean, that SEO has got to be great, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Type that into Google. It pops right up.
Yeah.
So
stupid.
It is so stupid. So I looked into how crystals form just to see if they could ever retain a memory. Some crystals form like one atom layer per year.
What?
Yeah, so they like, you know how small an atom is?
I heard about it.
They get taller by one atom every year.
No.
So it takes forever for some crystals to grow. Some of them form in like years or overnight. Like ice is technically crystallized. Snow is a crystal. That's a perfect crystal. Ice is not. The way that they form it, there's different ways, but the most common way is there's some sort of liquid. It comes into an area, it cools off and starts to solidify. And as it solidifies, the atoms are trying to find ways to combine together to be stable. They're not radioactive or explosive or many of the things that you get when you don't have a stable structure. When they're doing that, depending on the mineral, they can form these crystal structures. And whether it's, you can have cubic ones, you can have hexagonal ones, you can have ones that are in triangles. There's all kinds of shapes.
I feel like this is one of the episodes that you're going to be able to share with Rory when she's like 5.
Yeah.
And you get one of those crystal making kits.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you could grow them in your house on your counter.
That'd be fun. See, even those you make in like 10 days.
Yeah.
You have a crystal.
Those are cool.
Yeah. Some things don't form perfect crystals. Like ice are nearly perfect crystal structure. And then some things don't crystallize at all. And that's just where you get rocks and wood and
the less valuable Minecraft
yeah,
items.
Yeah. The stuff you get at the beginning of Minecraft beach.
When you have to punch a tree.
So I've done a lot of snarky debunking, but there's some more science that I wanted to clear up, just to crystallize my theory on this.
That was tasty.
You like that one? There have been a lot of studies on whether crystals heal or not, but there was one pretty decisive study I found. In this one, they gave 40 people a real piece of quartz, and then 40 people a fake imitation quartz.
Is it called Forts or something?
Forts. Fort Knox. The study was, they're going to have these people meditate for 30 minutes while holding the quartz.
Hippies.
And then, huh?
Oh, good. I didn't say anything.
Okay. And then after they were done, they would ask them if they felt anything from the quartz. Among these 80 people, they randomly told half of them that when they're holding the quartz, they might feel heat emitting from it. They might feel tingles in their body around where the quartz is.
What?
Yeah, and then the other half they didn't tell this to. So they're priming them with information to see if there's any confirmation bias here.
Okay.
And after the meditation, they had a questionnaire, which you know my thoughts on questionnaires, but still.
Do I?
We talked about this before. Some questionnaires are a little wonky because you don't know what questions were asked or if it was a good question.
Oh, yeah,
this one's pretty simple.
It could be misleading. Yeah.
Did you feel something from the crystal? The people that had the fake crystal, can you give me a drum roll? Reported feeling the exact same as the people with the real quartz.
Oh, okay. So tingles, because they were covered in poison.
Well, it's yes, they laced both. That wasn't part of the study. It was just a maniacal scientist.
Mm-hmm.
Half the people, I mean, it was all placebo is what you get from that. Didn't matter if they had the real one or not. They had the same results as the people with the real quartz. The people that were primed with information said that they had a more profound effect from the quartz than the people that were not told that they might feel tingles.
Uh-huh.
So there you go. There's belief causes more belief. We've talked about that before. So it's all a vicious cycle. And the study basically proved to me that any and all effects that people may feel they receive from crystals is 100% placebo. There's no wiggle room there. It's all placebo.
Okay. Well, how many people were in the study?
80. Okay. So it's not a big study, but it's a lot bigger than some of the other studies we've had on this show. And the last thing I want to talk about is that quote from Nikola Tesla. The whole energy, frequency, and vibration. The energy he's talking about is like heat and electricity,
yeah,
and sound,
yeah,
not imaginary body chakras.
Chakra.
The vibrations and frequencies. He was big into resonant frequency,
yeah,
which is like the idea that you can figure out a resonant frequency of something and then play that frequency back to the object and it'll like explode. There was like this, I think it's false, but people believe that he found the resonant frequency of the earth, made this giant machine, and it was about to like cause a giant earthquake until he shut it down. That's the kind of frequencies that he was into.
Yeah,
it wasn't like vibrating crystals. It was like, the sound waves.
His sound wave machine sounds pretty bogus too, though.
Yeah, to me. I'm pretty sure that's made up, but that's the kind of stuff he was into.
Yeah. But he didn't, you always think of like the classic wine glass experiment.
Yeah. Yeah, you can just play a sound back to it and make that thing shatter because of its resonant frequency. Yeah, that's a resonant frequency. That's the kind of stuff he was into. So when we talk about energy, frequency, and vibration, he's not talking about crystals, you idiots.
Hey,
there, I said it.
Nick.
I said it.
You're a dad.
Someday my daughter's going to have to know that Nikola Tesla wasn't talking about crystals.
Okay. Yeah, that's usually age 4 that you have that conversation.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on crystals now that we've come out on the other side?
I like to throw in my juicer and drink my crystal Pepsi.
Yeah.
I think they're pretty.
Yeah. They are pretty. Like that. So I was talking about this with my wife, Shelby, and I was like, we're going to do the healing power of crystals this week. And she's like, I feel like you've already done that. I'm like, no, you're thinking of Himalayan salt lamps.
Yeah.
And the same rules apply. It looks pretty, but don't expect anything from it.
Mm-hmm. Unless.
Unless.
You get 7 of them.
Yeah.
And then you turn yellow and fly.
Oh.
According to the legends.
According to your inside people.
Mm-hmm. And supersonic.
I didn't make that connection.
Yeah, no. Well, Sonic is a big crystal head.
Yeah,
not like a drug thing.
Those are chaos crystals, though. I don't know if
they're chaos emeralds,
trust
those. Bud. They're emeralds.
Sorry,
there's a big
difference.
But
they're all different colors. Emeralds are green.
These are dyed.
Okay, whatever. So in conclusion, my opinions are it's all placebo. Yep. Atoms don't hold memory, and what else do I have in my notes? They don't cause vibrations that are going to affect your body, and it's okay if it helps you relax or whatever placebo effects you get from it, but it's not going to cure your diseases. Sorry.
Sure, yeah, whatever he said. Atoms don't hold memory, but Adam Savages do. And I'm John. I'm still John.
We got to take a break here.
Yep.
And when we come back, we'll have a game where you're going to have to guess which one of these things that a crystal cures and which one I made up.
So. I'll get my eyebrows stretched.
Join us. Join us, won't you? John?
Where can people find us?
They can find us primarily on Facebook at facebook.com/group/strangerstill.
I can find us at...
You could find us.
The... where you are now.
Yeah. StrangerStillShow.com, Instagram. You can also leave us a review on iTunes. We just got a really nice one here a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't do it last week because we had Justin on. This one's from Mound House Dude.
You want to read it in a cool voice?
Yeah. The title is, Probably Saved My Life.
Look at that.
And then they gave us 5 stars. And in the content it says, you know, I was about to buy into Himalayan Salt Lamp multi-level marketing program when these fine gentlemen used the power of science to dissuade me from it. They are basically Bill Nye, but younger, and talk a lot about dogs.
Mm-mm.
Definitely worth a listen.
Well, that tasty tidbit goes down smooth. That's my new catchphrase I'm working on.
I don't like it.
Okay, I'll try harder.
Keep workshopping it. So thank you for that review. We appreciate it. It made me laugh when I first saw it.
Yeah.
I'm glad I saved you from the Himalayan salt lamp multi-level marketing scam.
Not only that, but if someone uses us and Bill Nye in the same sentence...
That's... really flattering.
And it's not,
we are not even close to Bill Nye.
Yeah.
I'll take it though. If you want like real Bill Nye, go watch Captain Disillusion on YouTube.
Oh yeah. We'll get him on the show eventually.
Yeah. The last thing I wanted to talk about is our network Patreon.
Yeah.
Because we really want you guys to go and support us on there. We agreed today that if we can get up to
100
patrons, I will have my first drink of alcohol ever and we'll do an episode.
Yep. Yep.
We'll get me drunk. We'll get me crunk. Is that what kids say?
Yeah, we're gonna watch it. Yeah, sure. Whatever, dude. I'll let it pass your dad. But
it's a long way away, is what I'm hoping.
Yeah, we're getting there, but I'm gonna clip this out and I'm gonna put it everywhere until we get more Patreons.
Yeah.
I'm gonna send it to your family, I'm gonna send it to your dad, who can finally share a beer with his son.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Do it for my dad.
Do it for him.
Go to our network Patreon. And the other, it's not just that you'll get to hear me drunk. It's also that you get some great bonus content.
Yep.
Every show, every month, puts up a new bonus episode. So last month we talked about music and how it affects your mind a little bit more.
I used a swear.
You used a curse.
Mm-hmm.
I think this month, we haven't done it yet, but I think what we'll do is I'm going to take the list of 36 questions from our last episode. We're going to answer them with no right answers.
Okay.
There's no right answers. I mean, no wrong real answers.
Okay.
Yeah. All wrong answers.
Okay, good.
That's hashtag all wrong answers, whatever that meme is that people do. But also, all the other shows have great episodes. So go listen to those other podcasts. And if you like them, give to our network Patreon. It'll be great. It's a great time.
Mm-hmm. And
we'll meet you there. And now,
we're going to match some crystals.
We're going to match some crystals. You didn't see my notes, did you?
I wish I did.
Oh.
I'll cheat any chance I get.
So I've got 8 here. There's black obsidian, carnelian, citrite, rose quartz, lapis lazuli, clear quartz, amethyst, and chrysocolla.
Mm-hmm.
Chrysocolla. Yeah.
Most of the basics.
Most the ones you would find in any standard shaman rock bag.
You go into your local anthropology store. You'll find it on the gift shelf.
The gift shelf. So in no particular order other than the order that Goop had it, we've got black obsidian.
Black obsidian, yeah.
It either...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, let me just tell you, you use this while you're sleeping. So they say, like, put it in your pillow, put it next to your pillow.
Mm-hmm. Don't use it while you're falling asleep, for the love of God. It is so dangerous.
It is very dangerous.
But after you fell asleep, have someone put it under your pillow.
Yeah, like the reverse tooth fairy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This one will either help you sleep or help you feel more grounded. Which one is it?
You know, you'd think it would be help you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go with help you sleep, probably. That's what I'm going to go with.
No, it helps you feel more grounded, John.
Right. It was a joke. They don't want to land.
Well, you have 0 points.
Okay.
We've got carnelian. This one, they suggested putting it in with your tampons.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And carnelian is supposed to help you through menstruation pains.
Uh-huh.
Or it's supposed to help you get pregnant.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with menstruation pains, Nick.
You are correct.
I also kind of want to know the details.
I don't.
Do they mean, like, in with tampons? Like side by side?
Well, yeah. So, like, if you have them in a drawer, you put it in that drawer. If you're taking them in your purse, you put it in your purse.
You don't insert it into your body.
No, sorry. Okay. No. You keep it in the same area as your tampons.
Okay. So, the tampons are absorbent. They absorb the crystal energy. I got it. Okay.
And they retain memory. Next, we have citrine.
I don't know if I want to put something that has memory inside me like that. You know,
I definitely don't.
Especially if you can remember things after. I don't know. What's the next one?
Yeah. So this one, citrine, you're supposed to place it on a physical representation of what you want help with.
Okay.
And you will either get help with creativity and wealth, or it will help you lose weight. So if you want to accentuate your butt, you put it on pants or underwear.
That's a misleading little thing you're doing there.
If you want to get rich, you put it on like a dollar bill.
I'm going to put it on my math homework because it helps you with creativity and answers.
It sure does.
Look at that.
2 out of 3, John. This is the best you've ever done at one of these games.
I know. You picked something I know about, finally.
Next, we've got rose quartz.
Uh-huh.
This one you're supposed to leave in the sunlight. Doesn't really help you. That's not really a good clue. But this one will either help revitalize your energy or help you with your love life.
It's going to be energy. It's going to revitalize your energy.
Wrong.
What?
Yeah, it helps with your love. It's rose quartz, man.
Oh,
it's pink.
Rose. Right, right, right.
Yeah, you idiot. Next, we have lapis lazuli, which, Dragon Ball trivia fact here, Android 17 and 18, their real name is based on lapis and lazuli.
Wow.
But they never call them that.
Yeah, you're a real stud.
You're welcome. This one you're just supposed to hold in your hand, also not a very good clue. But this one will either help with your confidence or it will regulate your emotions.
Well, lapis is the first generation.
That's Lapras
from Pokemon.
That's Lapras still.
And they are the
you get it in
Pokemon
the cave of
love.
The cave? Are they?
And
I thought that would be like Love Disc.
Well, they sing Swan Song. and they surf.
I don't think... Yeah, they do
they
surf.
They can. What was it?
It helps with... Which one am I on? Helps with confidence or regulating
that
your
one, confidence.
Yeah, you're correct.
Mm-hmm.
What are you at?
Because I was confident in my answer.
3 out of 5?
Got a little leprous in my pocket, maybe. You know? Maybe I'm
just
a little overconfident.
Don't use it too much or you'll get leprosy.
Oh, my... Jeez.
Next one is clear quartz. This one you also just hold. You're supposed to hold these in certain hands, but I didn't care enough to have that. Okay. This one, clear quartz will either clear your sinuses or clear your thoughts. What?
I know how your brain works, so I know that the answer is thoughts.
Yeah.
But I think it's really funny to pick sinuses to pair with it.
No, it is clear your sinuses. No, you're right.
Okay.
Clear your thoughts. How do you... What? You can't play the mind game.
That's how you gotta play if you wanna win.
I got lazy. So you're at 4.
Okay.
4 out of 6.
Out of 6, wow. Almost a new record.
You get one more, and I will give you a rock from my little...
Crystal collection?
...thing out there, my front yard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's see how
so
I do.
So you got 2 more.
Okay.
Amethyst.
Mm-hmm.
This is... You put it in your water.
Yuck.
So this helps you with public speaking or helps with energy?
Energy, bud. That's why people drink things. So you drink that Cristal Pepsi and those monsters.
That one was too easy. Yes, it does help with your energy. I do want to say that lapis lazuli, that helps with your confidence. One of the things, it was like, it's going to help you with public speaking. So.
Okay, so you're trying to do a little trickery.
Trying to do a little trickery. Utility here. Now we've got Crystal Cola. Crystal Cola.
Crystal Cola is the last one?
Yeah.
Is that like a Mario RPG item?
Yeah. It gives you +8 health. It's not very good.
Yeah.
But if you're playing like Paper Mario, it's pretty good. You only get like 25 health in that game.
I
anyway,
love my RPG.
This one you also just hold. This one helps you helps you break out of your shell, or helps with speaking and self-expression.
Whew.
Those might be a little too similar.
Those are really similar. That's like the same thing.
They're very distinct, though.
Okay, well, I'm going to say self-expression.
Yeah, it is.
That's right.
Self-expression. Don't drink this one, though. You notice Crystal Cola. So that's it for Pun Corner.
Yeah, jeez.
What else do we have to say, John?
Good luck and good night.
Good luck and good night. I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
And this is Stranger Still.
Yeah.
I give you the incredible flying machine.